not stable. Very static, you couldn't do it. You didn't know how long you were going to be employed on a particular job unless you were a foreman. He happened to be a foreman. I worked at that time on a small boy until I got tired of it. And I went to business for myself. I opened a dry cleaning plant in Old Mean. Meanwhile, I was quite an athlete. And I earned quite a bit playing summer pro baseball.
Well, did you play any pro baseball?
We had what we call a league, a bridge league. You know, played for Raven Park one year exclusively, and the other year in Lake Wales, 2-3 years. And I still stayed at Old Meeting around the small business, and that way I accumulated pretty well. I bought me a home, got married in 1925. Married a girl from North Florida, Madison, Florida. Who my wife was. She taught school in Old Meeting. In the meanwhile, I sold my cleaning plant at Old Meeting. Took a job managing the Standard Oil Station. We're doing real well with it. I had made more money than anything I ever worked at. But I didn't have a contract. An equal partnership the way I had. I always say so, but I ran the place. And other owner was half interested in just financial interest, he didn't take any interest in it. He had financial reverses. His daddy cut him off of his source of money that he'd been spending running the garage and losing money. So he wanted to come in the filling station with me. It was unsatisfactory from the very start. His idea of business and my idea of business was entirely different. We had a disagreement and I left and came over here to Lake Wales. And I bought a small place, bargained to buy a small dry cleaning plant. I had an option. And I ran that for a year. And the man ignored my option or ran out, and I didn't exercise it. I intended to. But he sold it without mission and left me broke, without a job. My wife was teaching school, and we managed to get along all right until I opened one dry cleaning plant of my own. And it was a nice success from the very start. You know, I was popular with the people I was managing the ball club. I knew all the people. There was only probably 1,500, 2,500 people at the most in Los Angeles. And so I really did real well with the cleaning plant. I ran that for 20-odd years until my health got bad. And I needed to make a change. During the Second World War, businesses were forced to take a lot of money to work in order to get supplies to run the plant. Couldn't run the plant without supplies, and required that we do 20% of our business in army work. So we undertook that. We had one of the biggest plants in Polk County. I was very much interested in cleaning business at the time. We had gotten into a price war, and prices were down for nothing. We cleaned suits for 50 cents a job. Ration cans, 50 cents. And actually had to do a big portion of the work myself in order to even survive. And we organized the Polk County Dry Cleaning Institute, we called it. Cleaners from Boxburg, Lakeland, Greenstein, Lake Wales, the different communities in. We hired Pat Whitaker, a good lawyer from Tampa, to draw us up a bill stabilizing our practice.